Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, here we are again. We're back. The WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a rainy Tuesday. Mike, how you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good, brother Spike. It is Tuesday. Don't worry about that rain that's out there. It's passing. It'll come, it'll go, it'll come, it'll go. We'll be okay.
Ooh, boy.
Jackie Baseball, come on, man. Wheels up last night. Looked pretty good. How about you, boy?
Looked pretty good. I mean, eight innings of shutout ball is pretty dang good.
Better than pretty good.
I would argue Fritz on the mound earlier this morning was just as dominant.
Pitching
to no one.
Yeah?
Pitching to no one.
How many pitches you throw?
About 50-some.
Okay.
50-some.
Throwing strikes?
Filling up the strike zone, as they said back in the day.
With a catcher?
With a catcher, yeah. With
how,
a catcher.
And how hard were you throwing?
I was probably like 85% as hard as I'd. You know,
as hard as you can throw.
As hard as I can throw.
And you were throwing strikes.
I was throwing a lot of strikes.
Are you ready to start giving us?
I know
we have something else to get to.
Yesterday was yesterday. We drug ourselves through the mud, but it's over.
Okay.
Yeah, it's over.
All right. You're ready to start giving us some confidence.
Yeah. Okay.
All these people that are backing you,
Midday show, of course, is just all over it now. They're making songs.
Well, they're out. They're out. Like it's us against them.
It is.
It's really.
And quite frankly, that's how we like it.
Yes. I mean, and you have us in a corner. Okay.
Yep.
You're
yep.
doing all Jack quits all the
yep.
songs. Okay. Okay.
Yep.
But, like, I'm ready to stand behind you as long as you're ready to stand out front, Jack, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know.
Because okay.
I don't want to – I got to start getting my back up because I can't have me bringing you guys down along with me and our people.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know if the video show has people.
But we have people.
No, you said midday.
Yeah,
show.
I don't know if the midday show has
midday
people.
Show.
Yeah.
But they do.
One. Chris from Middletown.
Chris from Middletown.
Yeah, that's about it.
I'm just saying, like, they and everybody's picking sides at this point.
They're dancing
they know it,
on your grave right now. Bro.
Yeah, they're a little too happy.
And
too happy.
They picked the other side. Just
they
know.
Did. They
so
did.
If you're listening to this show, just understand.
Well, especially with Jillia, who we both put him on the map.
Absolutely. Without us, there's no Jillia. I mean, like, so, all right. So Jillia and Hugh are out. The camera's already out. Seltzer's actually out now to me. Richie is the only guy on staff who I'm still. We'll find out about Elliot.
We'll find out. That will be interesting. I don't know where Elliot's going to land.
Yeah, Elliot will be with us at 3 for Tuesdays with Elliot. And then at 4 o'clock, Jack's high school golf coach joins us.
He's seen that before.
Yes. Seen the meltdown? Coach Paris will join us at 4 o'clock. You mentioned Zach Wheeler. You said he looked pretty good. Zach Wheeler looked unbelievable. Zach Wheeler's ERA in June is 0.58. And I can't get over that it doesn't feel like he is appreciated locally the way that I would expect that he would. And not to bring back the top 11 or anything. And I think overall him getting...
It's hard to get away from it, though.
Well, yes. But and overall him being voted third was great, was appropriate. But we had people like Elliott had him seventh, I think, or ninth behind Quinyon Mitchell. Devin had him behind Cooper DeJean
and Miechkoff.
And Miechkoff.
Let's go.
Like, this is... This guy is thoroughly underappreciated locally, I think. He has been great for 5 years. He's been great in the regular season. He's been great in the playoffs. He's reliable. Like, we always talk about Nola being out there to throw every fifth day. Wheeler has been out there to throw every fifth day. He has never embarrassed us in any way. He's never taken shots at the fans. He's never complained. He's never complained about a bad defense behind him or a lineup that sometimes doesn't score, doesn't do any of that. And he's like, I just think he's like, what we're watching is one of the best Phillies of all time. Like, I know he doesn't have the magic peak of Halliday, but he's been better than Halliday for longer. Like, he has a better body of work for the Phillies than Roy Halliday does. He has a better body of work for the Phillies than Cliff Lee does. He has a better body of work for the Phillies than Curt Schilling does. I think he's been a better pitcher for the Phillies than Cole Hamels ever was. And like, I want Zach Wheeler to be mentioned among those pitchers. And it just feels like, as a city, we sort of have him a rung below, and I can't quite figure out why.
Yeah. I hear you. You know, I heard it during the top 11 week when we were discussing the athletes in the city. And like I told you two, you guys convinced me to sort of view Zach Wheeler at least differently than what my initial thoughts about a starting pitcher, the impact of a starting pitcher, and how significant it is overall. While you were able to certainly get me to relent or budge a little bit in those areas where I think the greatest sort of revelation for me came as far as is looking at his overall body of work.
Right.
And what he's done during the time that he's been here in the 5 years and being one of the best pitchers, if not the best pitcher, in the National League. I hear the complaint, but if I'm being honest with you, I don't feel like Zach Wheeler should be viewed as the best athlete in the city. Like, I understand how good he is, but then I look at some of the other guys in the city, a Jalen, a Saquon, a A.J. Brown, hell, Embiid when he's healthy, Harper. Like, I see more being put into those guys from a fan's perspective than into a pitcher. And I don't know if I can get out of – and here's the reason why. Roy Halladay had to be exceptional, right? I mean, that's what he was.
Sure.
That's how he captivated everyone. Even Cliff Lee, it was disappointing in 2011. I mean, 2011 when it ended. But in 2009, Cliff Lee was a savior in 2009. He saved the season. Hamels was on the banquet tour.
Sure, sure. Yeah,
we had to go get Pedro Martinez off the scrap heap.
They sure did.
Yeah. And Cliff Lee was outstanding that year. He had moments. He had game one in the World Series. Curt Schilling, he had 93, right?
Yeah,
he had 93.
Yep.
And we know Cole Hamels, World Series MVP. Zach, I feel like Zach may need that type of a moment to truly be appreciated. Doesn't mean you're wrong in saying he's underappreciated. I'm just saying in order for him to be fully appreciated, he needs a postseason moment. I can't think of a Zach Wheeler postseason moment or big moment.
Even though he's been great in the postseason.
Even though he's been very good the whole time he's been here.
Yeah. I get that. The moment thing,
I
get.
I don't have a moment to gravitate to.
The moment thing, I get the moment thing. But when you brought up the other players that were, you know, considered higher than him, when you talk about the Jalen's, like Zach Wheeler has been a better pitcher than Jalen's been a quarterback.
Sure.
He just has been.
Sure.
You know, and I know it's only every fifth day, but also every fifth day, every single pitch is thrown by you. Mm-hmm. There's no running back. There's no, you know, and by the way, like, the defense behind him has never been particularly good. The offense has been streaky, and he just goes out every time and dominates. And it's, by the way, it's also an entertaining style of pitching. He's not a, you know, he's not like a boring ground ball pitcher or something. Like, he strikes.
He's not a pitch to contact guy.
Yeah, no, he strikes guys out. He throws hard. Like, I don't know. He just seems like he is a hard worker, tough nose, like never complains, always great. He seems like he should be the model of what we love and what we respect here in Philadelphia. And just because there isn't one, like, he doesn't have the step over, you know, that Iverson has. Iverson
he doesn't have the no-hitter that Halliday threw in the postseason or the perfect game.
Right, right. The perfect game was in Miami, but yeah, that, like, I don't know. I just feel like the guy has been so excellent since he's been here. He's one of the greatest Phillies pitchers of all time. If he pitches two more years after this, the resume that he's going to have in Philadelphia will be outrageous. And the idea of him retiring and never quite reaching that peak, at least as far as the way people think of him, mm-hmm. would be pretty disappointing to me. 215-592-9494. Do you feel like Zach Wheeler? I was almost going to call him Roy Halladay there. Do you feel like Zach Wheeler is underappreciated in Philadelphia? We do have a next question today. As today is Canada Day, officially.
Oh, Canada?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know, 1878, something happened with Canada?
I think they became a state. Not a state, sorry.
That was a couple months ago.
They became their own thing?
What happened?
Became their own country? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know why it's Canada Day, but it's definitely Canada.
Still shouldn't count as international.
Yeah. It's a different country.
But
of course
it's not.
It should count
it's right, same thing. It just happens to be a little more north.
So you shouldn't have to bring a passport when you drive into Canada?
No, no.
Do you have a favorite Canadian today for next question, Jack?
Do I have a favorite Canadian?
Yeah.
I would say the guy that helped put me on the map in this city.
Okay.
Nick Pivetta.
Nick Pivetta's Canadian.
Nick Pivetta is Canadian. Might be the angriest Canadian I've ever seen.
Wow.
Got shelled on my wedding day.
I didn't know Pivetta was a Canadian.
Yeah, Nicholas Giancarlo Pivetta.
And Giancarlo's his middle name?
Yeah.
And Pivetta is scheduled to go tonight, by the way.
Yeah.
If we play tonight.
If we play tonight, Sanchez versus Pivetta.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Ike, do you have a favorite Canadian?
Does Wayne Gretzky count?
He's Canadian.
That's a pretty big answer.
Yeah. Oh, that's my favorite Canadian right there.
Yeah. He's on Canada's Mount Rushmore, right?
Man,
oh,
listen,
yeah. Come on.
I'm not even going to tell you who I started the name. He's from Boston.
All right. Who we found out before the show, Boston.
Is the actual the state capital of
Didn't think it was the state capital of Massachusetts.
Oh, you were going to name somebody that wasn't?
Yeah, I was going to name Al.
Not everybody that likes hockey is a Canadian.
I had to think about that before I said, I'm like, hold on, Al's not from Canada. He's from Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I started to name Al. Yeah, I'm going away, man. Hockey, when I think of Canada, I think of hockey.
Yeah, it's just not that every, like, Broads isn't from Canada.
No.
He's not?
No.
Oh, wow.
No,
he doesn't say
South Jersey.
Yeah, he's from Jersey. He doesn't have the what's it called? The accent.
The accent, yeah.
Now, it does seem like Al, by the way, sometimes rips off the Canadian accent a little bit.
Right?
Yeah.
Because he wants to be from Canada.
Yeah, he sort of has a mix of, when you think about accents, Al has a mix of Boston and Canadian accent, even though he's not from Canada. You know, I didn't know he was until I'm going to say this, but he instantly becomes my favorite Canadian because of John Wick, and that's Keanu Reeves. I had no idea.
Keanu Reeves is Canadian?
I had no idea Keanu Reeves was Canadian.
And I know that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you haven't seen any of the John Wick movies.
Nope.
Yeah, which is disappointing.
Listen, you steered me down the wrong path this past weekend.
Look, I told you about John Wick before I told you about Arrival.
You did.
Yeah.
You did.
And if I had gone very deep, if we had really talked about it, I would have known.
But the way you made me feel like it was one of the greatest movies ever.
You did. Shameless, some said.
I think it is. But to a certain extent, we can enjoy some of the same movies.
Right.
But I like very slow, thinky.
Yeah.
Which you're is such what a deep is. Thinker.
No,
you're so smart.
I'm not trying to be that
So you're
way.
Saying it's too smart for people on this show and our listeners.
No.
Well, it was.
Yeah. I mean, it questions like whether time goes from like point A to point B.
Me,
yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
Somebody needed to die within the first half hour of the movie. They didn't.
And nobody dies. Well,
a thinking man's movie?
Yeah, I would say Arrival is a thinking man's.
You gotta think about this now.
Canada, or a thinking man's alien movie. What's that?
I'm already going through the parental guidance thing to find out to make sure there are no sex scenes in the movie.
Oh, in Arrival, no.
No, I know that's what I'm saying. I had to go through that to make sure I find that out.
Yeah.
You know, I can't, with my watching, I'm still uncomfortable with my daughter.
With your daughter and,
yeah.
and your wife.
So, yeah. So I'm like, okay, this is good. We're good. No yeah. sex scenes in the movie.
No, there's no sex.
No killing either.
No, there's no dying.
And an hour later, Ike was looking at the back of his eyelids.
I was.
You yeah, fell asleep.
That was after. That was. That's that was. Fine. Yes. That's but fine. I did make it through the first hour.
That's on me. Look, I still think it's a great movie. I understand why it's not
like a 10,
an
15
Ike movie.
Minute power sleep. I woke back up.
My wife falls asleep during movies all the time, and she doesn't tell me until afterwards.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, yeah, I fell asleep. Oh. I fell asleep. 215-592-9494. Zach Wheeler, why is he underappreciated? Do you think he is in Philadelphia? Aaron in San Diego, you're on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
Good
oh, this guy. Are we going to have to accept this guy as
I mean, he's
a regular
climbing up
caller
the ranks
right
early, you know?
You know, yesterday was a day for Jack Fritz.
Mm-hmm.
But on Friday, Spike, you called out my Philadelphia fandom. That's like calling out my manhood, my friend.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You really took a low blow there.
No balls.
Listen to me. Before you were a twinkle in Howard's eye, I was rooting on the Philadelphia Eagles at Jack Murphy Stadium. I was rooting on the Villanova Wildcats as they took on the hated.
Are you bored? Is that what's going on here? Are you just bored? Do you have nothing to do during the day?
Well, he loves us.
Spike.
Yeah.
If anything.
Yes.
I am more of a Philadelphia sports fan than you or anyone at that studio.
Just because you're old and you went to stuff doesn't make you a bigger sports fan. You chose to leave Philadelphia.
When I go to a sports event wearing
he's kind of like Cowboy Jim.
Brightest red Phillies practice jersey to the NLCS at Petco Park with all the Padre fans bearing down on me.
Oh, yeah, the mean Padre fans.
Like a champion, my friend. I go into the dragon's lair. I go into the belly of the beast. And I root for my Eagles.
Okay, can we talk about Zach Wheeler? I don't like this bit. Am I missing something with the Aaron in San Diego bit?
No, I don't know.
Okay, all right. Did you call about Zach Wheeler?
How old are you, Aaron? I mean, you sound pretty young. Is that just because you're living in San Diego?
I guess you're what?
I've seen video of it.
Yeah, you're like 61.
Yeah. He sent us a video.
You know what, you guys? You know, Spike, this is your MO. When you get in an argument with somebody,
I'm not. You're not arguing about. We're not arguing about anything, Aaron. What are we arguing about? We're not arguing about anything.
You are my friend. How dare you call into question my Philadelphia fandom?
Okay. Did you call about Zach Wheeler? Or did you not call about Zach Wheeler?
No, I called about my favorite Canadian, which was Eric Lindros, because I spent the summer and listened to the trial when they got him over the Nordiques.
Yeah, people forget that.
All right. No, I can't do it. Ryan in Quakertown, you're on WIP. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Ryan?
What's up, B?
So I never curious about this conversation with Wheeler. So I take it this way. Wheeler is kind of like, I guess you would say Utley, right? Utley was the quiet guy. He led by example. He never did anything that was like super crazy until that parade, right?
Yeah, but
Hamels was the guy that always said everything.
Yeah.
Same with Curt Schilling. Like, they were so aggressive with their language and their body movements. Wheeler on the mound in his
Yeah, Ryan, but Utley is like one of the biggest fan favorites of all time.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
I mean, he spoke when he needed to. He led to that, but I don't think Wheeler does that. And no. Wheeler, like you mentioned earlier, he never had a perfect game. He never had a no-hitter. He hasn't had that big moment that a lot of those other plays you mentioned have had.
Yeah, I guess so. But what we're watching, I think, at some point, we're going to look back on this and realize that we had like the most consistent best pitcher in the National League for half a decade, or one of the two, you know. And Sales hurt all the time, by the way, which Wheeler is not. And we're going to look back and realize what we had here. Like, he's the best player on the Phillies. He is. He's the best player on the Phillies.
Agree with you.
He's one of the best player on a Phillies team that is like one of the four best eras of Phillies baseball, even though they haven't won a World Series, at least in terms of success. Mm-hmm. On the best player on a Phillies team that also has Bryce Harper, that always also has Kyle Schwarber. You know, like his, and I know he doesn't have that moment like Halliday has that moment, but he certainly has a better resume than Halliday has in Philadelphia.
He doesn't even have the moments that Bryce has.
No, he doesn't. Yeah. I mean, he doesn't, and he can't hit a home run, you know, which is harder for him as a pitcher to have.
Yeah.
You know, to have a moment like that. Because he can throw, by the way, if he throws a three-hit shutout in a division series game that they, and they lose the series, nobody will remember that as a moment.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
We have the Cliff Lee catching the ball behind his back or whatever moment, which by the way, I think when everyone thinks of Cliff Lee, they think of that five-second thing.
That's a moment, yeah. I was in the building.
Ryan, for next question today, do you have a favorite Canadian?
A favorite Canadian? Unfortunately, I do not.
Then why? All right.
I
mean, did he have one when you talked to him?
Well, I thought he was going to think. He said he was going to think of it while he's on hold, but it wasn't a long time on hold.
Okay.
So, just a question.
Yeah.
I don't have the numbers averaged out in front of me.
Yep.
But I'm looking at Wheeler's
here we go.
I'm looking at Wheeler's 5 years here.
Okay. Yep.
And if you go Hamels, 08 to the year he left in 14, that's a pretty impressive resume. I don't think it gets as much attention as it should. When you look at his ERA, when you look at the postseason wins, when you look at the number of starts, he has over 30 starts for like six straight years there, to where he took the mound, innings pitched, postseason moments, like that's on his resume too.
The postseason.
Yeah.
Or you mean, are you talking about the postseason moments or that stretch of
I'm going that stretch. And now Wheeler has a higher war of that stretch. He has a 7.5 from a few years ago. But Hamels has a couple in there that matches Wheeler, 6.4, 6.4, 5.5 war. Like there are some metrics here that add up to each other.
I can't believe got you to war.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Because you guys don't want to just go off of what you feel, so you have to have numbers to back up why you're saying what you're saying. I don't believe in these numbers.
Right.
But they're here.
Yeah.
So I'm just looking at this period, this stretch where Hamels was probably at his best. And that's, even you got the worst season in there in 09. That was the year after the World Series. But his other years are pretty solid.
Well, that one
they're
year.
Pretty solid.
Was the ERA in 09 was what, 4.5?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was, and that's his worst year.
Yep.
4.3 that year.
215-592-9494.
Got some good numbers in there, though.
Do you think Zach Wheeler is underappreciated in Philadelphia? Coming
whip
up
is
next,
good. Whip is good.
Coming up next, the Sixers lost a player.
The last thing y'all want me to do is start reading off
numbers. Well, like, yeah. I just want to see what lengths you're going to go to with the numbers. Well, I like that you got the pitching war.
I know the ones you guys feel that are important, so I just look at those.
Yep.
The whip, the war.
Whip's
the
important.
Innings
important.
Pitch.
Yeah. You know? I'm not a huge war guy because I can't explain it.
Okay.
I understand
that
what it means.
That was more for Fritz.
Yeah, I understand what it means. But I don't know, I don't know how it gets calculated.
Me either.
And I'm not going to use any stat that I even know how quarterback rating gets calculated. And I don't know how the war gets calculated.
Yeah, it's like it's in a secret lab somewhere.
Yes,
that's my take on war.
Well, and every website has their own war calculation,
yeah,
right?
War is Fangraphs war.
Yeah.
B war.
Oh, then let's just throw war out there.
Yeah.
Throw
well, because Fangraphs war this year has Zach Wheeler at 3.4, and Baseball Reference has it at 4.5 or something.
4.4. Best.
4.4.
Best in baseball.
Best in baseball.
That's good value.
There you go.
Hey, how about that? How about that?
Yeah, I just
look at this guy.
But the postseason moments put him over the top.
Well, for now. He's got 2.180 right in the postseason, all wheels.
Now, one guy that has the National League MVP and the World Series MVP.
That's and a complete
point.
Game against the Reds in 2010 to close
I'm
out that
saying,
series.
I'm just saying, we just can't overlook that. Like, that's
we're
nothing.
Coming up next, the Sixers lost a player and signed a player. The player they lost, you've heard of. The player you signed, you probably haven't.
Nice.
Yep.
What's Daryl cooking up?
Yeah, probably nothing. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So I realized I was sort of pissy today.
Really?
Yeah, and I think it's the fast thing is catching up to me.
Does the day end in a Y?
Oh, you're not eating?
I'm doing this, this 5-day fast thing.
Yeah, you cleansing yourself or something?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
It's good for your cells, it's good for all that.
Yeah.
You drink these little soups or whatever.
Yeah.
But you're not, you're only allowed to have a little bit of caffeine in the morning.
Okay.
That's it. So I have my little coffee in the morning, so I haven't had my midday Diet Coke.
Yeah.
I can't have that gum that I chew.
Right.
And all I'm eating are these little tiny, soups 3 times a day.
Yeah.
And I didn't think it affected...
What do you mean little tiny soups?
It's a cup of just liquid.
Nice.
So there's no vegetables in the soup or anything like that.
Yeah.
And I thought I was doing fine yesterday, and then I realized today is the lowest of all the food days.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe it's hitting me today.
Whose idea was this?
It was my idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You forcing Val to do this?
No.
By yourself. What about the dogs? You forcing them to do
this? Look, the dogs aren't eating. No, I'm just kidding. It's just me. I read that it was good for your cells, and it's good for cellular rejuvenation. And blah. I figured I'd try to challenging myself.
Fasting is good.
And it was even in the instructions, it was said, hey, you should, scale back on the exercise, the activity. Nah, still doing my 2-hour walk in the morning in 100 degrees. Maybe I shouldn't have done that.
Gives you a clearer mind.
That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Right now, my mind's a little, I want to murder Aaron in San Diego, and I feel like maybe it's the fasting.
Aaron's
probably has something to do with it.
Yeah.
See, I can't tell if Aaron's smiling through it or if he was serious today, because I think he has that South California, Southern California chill factor to him.
Yeah.
But he seemed a little angry.
I can't figure out. He does seem pissed off at me. So I can't figure out what his bit is. Anyway, the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Is Zach Wheeler underappreciated? Yes or no? Now, this is the way that this poll is going to go.
And I say no.
Yeah. You say he's not?
No.
Oh, okay. I say he is.
Think he's reached appreciated status.
Yeah, I don't
really?
Think he's underappreciated.
Yeah, I do. I think a couple of years ago he was underappreciated, wasn't talked about, but I think as time has gone on, we're starting to think of him in the Halladay class and Lee.
Do you think there are any Zach Wheeler fans, people that go and buy Zach Wheeler jerseys and stuff? Because I saw it with Halladay, I saw it with Lee, with Hamels.
It's weird. Those guys just had, they had aura about them.
A swagger.
That's a good way to say it.
Right?
Aura. No, yeah. Mark Hamels didn't have any aura.
No.
And Conklin
ruined Hamels for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Really,
but Halladay did.
Yeah.
Because Halladay
and Lee definitely had aura.
But I think what helped them is that they had Lee a little bit different. He had just won the Cy Young before they got him, but how they had the aura of like, this guy's the best pitcher in baseball.
Right,
like this
guy, like when he came here.
And for a year and a half there, he was the white whale. You know, Ruben tried to get him in 09, didn't get him, and then got him in that offseason. It was almost like, we finally, no one, even if you didn't know Roy Halladay, the pitcher, you didn't watch every Blue Jays start, like you knew him because of how much we talked about Roy Halladay.
Yeah, and when we got, it was actually the opposite with Zach Wheeler. When we got Zach Wheeler, like it was sort of a reclamation project, and no one ever thought he was going to be this. Like he was not this before he got here.
The idea was we just signed an injured Mets pitcher.
Right. For $100+ million,
by the way. $100+ million.
Right. Thank you, Matt Klentak.
And Nola's still the ace.
Yes,
Nola's still the ace.
Right. 215-592-9494. John in Conshohocken, you're on WIP. What's up, John?
Hi, guys. Happy early 4th of July to you all.
Oh, thank you, John. Same to you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You guys just brought up Halladay and why he has the aura. Well, he had the aura because in one season he had a perfect game, and then to top it off, even slightly better, I guess, maybe.
The no-hitter.
He had a no-hitter in the playoffs. That was just mind-blowing.
Well, by the way, as far as how his stuff was, I thought his stuff in the no-hitter was better than the perfect game,
100%.
Honestly.
Yeah.
But you say that, but also I do think he was sort of like became like a mythical figure here. Even I think even if you can't just take away the perfect game and the no hitter, but I still think there was something about about him running up the stairs in the stadium, you know, like just sort of like this singularly focused.
He was an intimidator type of pitcher.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, he was an intimidator.
Yeah, he was a throwback because like he wanted to go eight or nine innings.
Yep.
You know, he was just an absolute bull.
Yep. Yeah.
He was like Steve. I can't put him in the class of Steve Carlton, but Carlton was like that too. Like he wanted, you know, nine innings. Wheeler's, I think, a little underappreciated because he's not necessarily quoted a lot. I mean, you look at, I guess Schwarber would be, you know, I mean, nobody's as quoted as much as Schwarber or Harper. But I've only maybe even heard Wheeler a couple times on the radio or whatever. Nothing against him. I mean, as long as he has.
But that stuff matters, though.
Radio, right?
Yeah, stuff matters, John. Yeah,
yeah you can't really get some people want to like know more about him.
You know what's funny though?
That's just not his style.
You know what's funny though? How that sort of way reflects upon different players that do that, because Jalen's that way. I mean, he talks because he's the quarterback, but he doesn't say very much.
Right.
You know, Halladay didn't say very much. Chase Utley didn't say very much. I think sometimes we take the guys who don't say very much and think to ourselves, man, all that guy cares about is ball. You know, he just cares about getting better. But then some people, like Zach Bond, we were talking about. I think Zach Bond, to a certain degree, when we looked at, he didn't even make the top 11 list. Mm-hmm. I think he actually gets hurt by the fact that we don't see quotes from him, and I think Wheeler gets hurt by it. Whereas I think Utley and Hurts and maybe even Halladay were helped by it to some degree. You understand?
Yeah. I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, it's sort of interesting. John, next question. Do you have a favorite Canadian?
Yeah, I got to go with number four, Bobby Orr. He changed the game of hockey. Everybody, most guys in the NHL today skate like Bobby Orr did in the 70s, and Orr was like 15 years ahead of his time. It was just unbelievable.
Are you one of those guys say Bobby Orr is better than Gretzky?
No. I mean, Bobby Orr had knee problems.
Right.
Now, if Bobby Orr didn't have the knee problems, I mean, most guys today would say Gretzky's the greatest.
Yep.
But if somebody, like an old-timer, said Bobby Orr, most people wouldn't, that know hockey, wouldn't think he's nuts.
Right.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. He was the Wilt Chamberlain of hockey. I mean, seriously, he could do anything he wanted to do. So, yeah, Bobby Orr.
All right, John.
There you go.
That's a good one. So, Sixers lost a fan favorite, if they have any of those. Today, do the Sixers have fan favorites? Does Gershon Yabusele count as a fan favorite? I think so.
I would say so. Yeah. Yabba dabba do.
If anyone out of last year could have a positive reflection upon fans, I think that says a lot. Given Gershon Yabusele signed a 2-year deal with the New York Knicks for $12 million.
He's a traitor now, by the way.
Well, I mean,
I thought it was gonna be a Spur.
Apparently Spurs weren't interested. Spurs could have signed him. You know, Spurs had the same room to sign him. The Sixers had the same room to sign him as well. There are some complicated salary cap reasons why it may have made it more difficult for them to sign Quentin Grimes, though I'm not too sure how realistic that is, in that there's not a lot of teams that, in fact, there's no teams that can offer Quentin Grimes $18 million at this point.
Besides us?
Well, no, we're going to offer him the like $15 million. I think that's what I'll end up getting here.
Nice.
So I just don't think the Sixers value Yabusele all that much. I think they probably liked having him on the roster. The problem with a guy like Yabusele is that you really can't have him start as a power forward.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Because he's not like particularly mobile enough to guard on the perimeter, and he's fine as like a backup center, but he can't protect the rim, so he can't do that all that much. He's sort of an undersized backup center. So I would say nice guy to have on your roster, but I sort of get it.
Not French Draymond?
No, I don't think he's Draymond.
Okay.
But he was fun to have here.
Draymond?
For sure. Yeah.
When he's coming over, I think that was the comp, is that he's French Draymond, because he's like, you know, small ball five.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, turns out he can't defend. Like
Draymond. No. Doesn't profile physically like Draymond does. And they signed Trendon Watford, who was on the Brooklyn Nets last year, who is best friends with Maxey. But having watched a good deal of Nets last year, because I'm a loser, but I also had them on my cable when I lived up there, pretty interesting player. Like, he's a power forward, but he handles the ball like really well, passes the ball really well. I'm actually sort of surprised they got him for the minimum. So, young player, athletic player.
Are you going to keep all your New York teams on your cable package now that you're in South Jersey?
Okay. No. There will
be past that?
No, yeah.
Good.
I'm not even going to get NBA League Pass.
Why?
Yeah, it's not worth the $200 now. The only reason I got it was for the Sixers.
Yeah.
It's on TV enough.
Yeah.
What do I need to see all these games for?
Nope.
Yeah. How many games do I have to watch? I'm watching 82 Sixers games. Yeah. How many other games do I have to watch?
I'm watching every Sixers game.
Yeah.
Have you ever bet on a 10-10 start?
You're a psycho, man. You got kids.
Used to be.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Although, used to be now?
Although the night that Sutton was born, 6 months tomorrow, I lost a bet on the Kings, and that's why I was up and ready to go to the hospital at 3 a.m. because I rolled over and I saw that I lost
the bet.
Yep.
Ah, that's funny.
There's nothing quite like checking a bet in the middle of the night.
That's true.
Because if you hit it, then you're up for a little bit.
Oh, man, you're excited.
Yep. If you don't hit it, you roll back over.
Oh, man, you go back to sleep.
What is wrong with you guys?
It's the best.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. It is summer, which means that it's hotter outside, which means that if your pets are spending any time outside, like my dogs are, you need some extra stuff for them to make sure that they're going to get through the summer healthy. And Dogs and Cats Rule is the place where you go to get that stuff for your dog for the summer. I say place. There are 7 locations. In PA, there's Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. In Jersey, there's Pennington and Princeton. They have all the supplies you need for the summer for your dog. They have cooling bandanas and cooling vests. They have UV-blocking t-shirts. Now, my dogs hate wearing t-shirts, so that wouldn't be them. But life jackets, if you take your dog out on the boat, they have that too. And while you're there, you got to talk to the best staff anywhere, a staff that can really help you with what you're feeding your dog. They have all the top-of-the-line stuff, cutting-edge stuff as far as pet nutrition, all the best brands. But the staff there is going to be the one to help you figure out what is best for your pet. I said 7 locations, 5 in PA, 2 in Jersey. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family. Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP. What's up, Yosh?
My man, Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. Happy Tuesday. What's poppin', fellas?
What up, Yosh?
What up, baby? Hey, man, what's name? Look, Zach Wheeler, the real deal. All right, there go my baseball take.
Good take, Yosh.
I was wondering where that was going to go.
Hey, well, I killed it, right?
Yeah, spot on.
I want to keep on talking about this situation. Jack, afternoon show, Spike and Ike.
Yep.
The whole morning show. Look, I listen to the morning show from about 5:45 to 6:15. That's when I start working. And I turned on some music or something. Or I might go back and listen to y'all from yesterday. But this morning, I listened to them all morning. They was going in on the whole afternoon show. I even think they subliminally kept attacking Spike by saying, trade Embiid for LeBron. They was going at y'all this morning, man. Jack has been dubbed Jack Quits. They've been sticking with that name. They was running with it. Everybody is on your bad list. Seltzer said that somebody said that Rhea can beat Spike in a competition. Mm. They left John and Ike out of it because they was pro football players. Mm. So they left them out of it. But they were attacking you guys. So Jack, you got to come hard now. You really do got to come hard.
And it's intercepted by Ike.
Hit the wrong thing. Dang.
They attacking the whole show, Spike, and they kept bringing up how you was getting on. He was calling him, then he was cheating bad, calling him. Like, they was saying,
what did they say? I'm sorry?
They would say that you were coddling him.
No, I was talking to him. Look, all right, Yosh, hang on for a second. The reason I was talking to Jack is because I have a good relationship with my co-host, and I showed up for him. And all the morning show can get together and talk about how great it was and talk about how Jack choked or blah, 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 but none of them were there. Like, what does that say? James Seltzer didn't show up. Rhea Hughes didn't show up. Devin Caney didn't show up. John Ritchie didn't show up. So anybody who was on the morning celebrating this and laughing and having a good time about how I was supporting my coworker, like, that's what that looks like.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure that the morning show...
Tight-knit show here.
I'm not sure that the morning show has the same sort of internal relationship. And what they're doing is the whole reason why this started in the first place. Like, what they're doing is they've never seen a world where, like, they are number two to everybody. And quite honestly, like, this show is the top dog on the radio station. This show is the show that everybody talks about. This is the show that everybody wants to be a part of. And they are there trying to attach themselves to the big dogs. And look, it's cute. Like, I get that it's cute, but it's enough. And what's going to happen, Jack? Are you ready to put your chest out for next week? Like, are you throwing strikes next week?
Yeah.
Oh, see?
I'm throwing strikes.
Okay.
I'm throwing strikes.
Give me a little more bass.
Yes.
I'm throwing strikes.
All right. This is like I've had enough of this.
You see what we got to go through?
I know. This is why I've been despondent for 2 days.
No, despondent.
There's no despondent anymore, especially after we threw today.
Yes, no despondent.
I just want him, and I know I don't want to do it first pitch, right? I want him to wear one.
I know.
Like, I know. Not first. I'm gonna get to eight.
Okay.
I'll get to eight.
And then on the last.
Well, where one?
Yes.
Like, I want him to feel it.
What if he charges the mound?
Oh, no. What am I going to do?
Well, by the way, if he does it at 8 or 9, how's Joe even going to run to the mound after 8 or 9 at bat?
And swing the bat, you big, you know what.
It's like, you choked. You had a bad moment.
Had a bad day.
You had a bad moment, but it ends there. And I'm just saying, anybody, and Yoshi, I know you are a Foxhole guy, but anybody who is listening to this radio show and wants to have a little laugh or blah, 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 the line is being drawn. By me right now. The line is drawn. I know what side of the line the midday show is on. Sergilio's dead to me. Hugh Douglas is dead to me. Seltzer is dead to me. Look, I don't even have a problem with DeCamera. DeCamera is the one person on the morning show that has the guts to actually do something like this. So I don't even have a problem with DeCamera. It's Giglio's
dead
to me.
To us too, because Rhea was hype. Rhea was hype.
Well, and Rhea, by the way, Rhea, another sellout. Rhea's dead to me too.
She is. Hey, now, Jack, you see how I said that little bit, and you see how sinister he got? You got to pull from somewhere like that. He said, hold on, Yoshi, and he went in. Yeah. That's what you got to do, man.
Non-stop.
You got to go in like that, man. That's what you got to do. Come on, man. They dissed the Foxhole. What's the name? They dissed the Foxhole. They dissed everything about the show. The little top five. Everything about the afternoon show. They was.
How about this, Yosh? I don't even know anything about their show. They know everything about our show. I don't even know anything about their show. All I know is that I tune in and I hear DeCamera giving them the phone number 87 times a minute. That's all I know about their show. I don't know anything else.
I, you see how I called up and stared at the pot?
Oh, man. Listen, good job, Don King.
Do you have a favorite Canadian, Yosh?
Yeah, I do. Now, I thought about a couple of things, but I was feeling kind of frisky today.
Of course. When aren't you feeling frisky?
Man, hey. Not all the time. So, Pamela Anderson Lee.
She Canadian?
Man, she's Canadian?
I know that thing. I'll tell you. As soon as he said favorite Canadian, you know, I thought about – I was about to name a bunch of people. I thought about a bunch of people because I watch a lot of TV.
And it's Pam Anderson's birthday today as well, by the way.
Yeah, I bet you didn't know that, Yosh.
Yes, I did, brother. Yes, I did. I think you don't know what year she was born in, 1961. How about that?
Oh,
I know.
Yeah, boy, I'm telling you. Once I saw Barbed Wire, it was over. Barbed Wire. That was that only.
Yes.
She got a new movie out too. And then when I saw the sex tape,
oh God!
Yeah. Wait a minute. Which one? There were two.
Oh man.
Tommy
the
Lee.
The one with Tommy Lee. Yeah.
There was a Bret Michaels one too. The guy from Poison.
Man, all I could think about was butter.
All right. I don't know. All right. Might need to let go of him there because I didn't know what that meant.
What the hell?
Jack, I love war.
I know.
I love war, you know, and I love the old radio wars of the good old days.
I know.
You know?
See, and that's one of my, I'm a bring everyone together kind of, we're all having a good time, right?
Yeah. Well, you're not really a bring everyone together type guy either.
But I'm not really.
Yeah.
I'm more of a non-confrontational, go about my business, head dang.
Yeah. But this is a moment, Fritz.
No, I know.
This is a moment.
I know.
I'm not trying to put pressure. This isn't about pressure.
It's all good. Like I actually,
it's not about pressure.
I was throwing this morning, and I was saying to myself, "You're still the MFing big dog.
You are.
You know what I mean? You didn't go 2-0 in the high school playoffs for nothing,
right?
Yeah. You might have failed at Bloomsburg, total failure, big joke. Everyone still laughs about it to this day.
Yeah.
But you still got it.
You still got it. Certainly got it more than that, loser.
The word this morning was still in the 80s.
All right. Well, you were throwing in the 80s.
Yeah. That was the word. That was the buzz around Westchester.
Who was catching you?
Westchester adult league player.
Okay. All right. So he knows what 80 looks like.
Yeah. And I know what 80 felt like.
All right. Can I bring a
is this open to the public, by the way?
Well, did we say where it is?
Yeah, well, in the promo it has Plymouth White Marsh High School.
Sure, then show
which
up.
Which would make me think that it's open to the public.
Yeah, well, why wouldn't it be?
Well, if
it's not a golf course.
Yeah, if it's not open to the public, we shouldn't be saying where it's happening.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Seems like a good thing
to
bring up
to the public.
On the air.
Can I bring a...
It's open to the public. Now, is that good or bad for you?
Fine. Yeah, it's fine. Come on, man. Big game feel?
Might as well.
No, I...
Yeah, it wasn't over... The
I
other
just
one
wondered
was.
If it's good or bad for him.
No, it'll be fine.
Mr. Under Pressure.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The not open to the public didn't work, so maybe this will work.
Right.
Can I bring a radar gun?
Yeah, if you can find one.
All right, yeah, I'll get a radar gun.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. Dude, I have a radar gun here by Friday.
That's true. That's true.
By 6 o'clock, I'll have a radar gun.
I might have to let the Phils know.
Yeah, he might have a radar gun by the day.
Yeah, can we get... what's his face out there?
Roop?
The Phils pitching coach.
Oh, Cotham?
Yeah, can we get Caleb Cotham out?
I'm sure he's probably a little busy.
Yeah.
I mean, Rube neglected to scout me back in 2012. I don't know what he was missing. So yeah. Maybe he can come see me now.
Yeah, maybe we need Rube to scout you out there.
Okay. Get all Rube right. out there.
Yes. I want to fight.
Yeah, I know. Well, once I get this one under my belt, running's not going to be an issue.
No.
Tennis. I think tennis, he's going to go in a little cocky, which I actually like.
Yeah, you might need a lesson.
Well, Morgenstern apparently played in high school.
All right, well, then tell Morgenstern to take you out.
Look at that little shrimp.
Yeah. You know? Well, no, that's not the way we look at it.
Yeah. Don't need, and by the way, being smaller probably helps.
Yeah. Tennis, yeah, I would agree. Yeah. I would agree. A lot of small guys play tennis.
You just got to move him around.
Oh,
tennis.
I know. Yeah, get the
get
groin.
Get him off his spot.
Yeah. Get the groin tweaking a little
yes.
bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, one reach and it's
one
over.
Reach with the
and then by the way, that's the other thing that I don't want that I know he's planning. The fake injury to end this thing is lurking somewhere.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't want to hit him as well, because I could see him pulling out of the
crying.
Whole thing if I rip him with 82 in the ribs.
Now we're getting to a place where I feel
I'm not
know. Getting it up to 82.
I disagree.
I'll be happy with 72.
Dude, it's way over 72.
Okay.
And it ain't close.
We'll see.
And it ain't close. And it ain't close.
Okay.
I want DeCamber to know when he's laying down in his bed, his head hits the pillow.
Yeah.
You're getting brushed back at some point.
So you're throwing harder than Jamie Moyer was throwing.
I've always thrown harder than Jamie Moyer.
Yeah, when you were 19.
When I was 17.
Yeah, 17.
He saw me pitch.
yes. I believe you back then. I'm talking about right now.
I know. I'm saying I might be back. Funny story about Jamie Moyer, about Fritz meltdowns. I played with his son on a travel
I've
team.
Heard this story, yeah.
He told his son to tell me to calm down. And I said, what do you know, Jamie?
You don't tell me to calm down.
Oh, God. Well,
that's him. That's Fritz.
Well, 215-592-9494. Talk about Zach Wheeler and Fritz versus DeCamera. We'll find out what team Elliot is on next.
Oh, God.
This is a big one.
I forgot it was Tuesday.
Has to remember that this show put him on the map.
Well, and we consider him one of the show.
Exactly right.
And I know you and him have had your battles.
Yeah, we're currently going through it.
But oh, are you?
Well,
because
it's
of the
Phillies. The Phillies thing. Yeah. Like, yeah.
I need Elliot to declare what side he's on.
Correct.
215-592-9494. Elliot joins us next for Tuesdays with Elliot. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.